our old vicinity. So this is where we're stepping up to where we've already graduated, to where we're already assisted, to where we're already assisting the many. So even though we're waking up day by day, moment by moment, we're already graduated in heaven's consent. So we are serving the collective. They're saying by and large, but when they say the word large, it's like canvassing. So each of us are holding a specific decibel, like a specific frequency that's enlivening others greatly. Now, the reason they're sharing that with us is so that we can feel our dutiful reach. In other words, we can receive, we can allow. Excuse me. We don't realize how much this has to do with our own self-authority. So the energies are streaming in, and June is certainly going to create an avalanche of abundance. So all this is good to go. I mean, this is certain. We can rely on it. So we want to receive. We want to look at where we're still clinging to the past, where we're still sort of afraid to fall in, afraid to fall over, afraid to move into our record certainty, because this is allowing ourselves to reframe ourselves in true possibility, true affordability, true likeness of that higher quantum. It's sort of like interfacing. So when I said the word interfacing, like when I say I don't even really associate with the I of the person anymore. So, but when we're interfacing, we're signing on the dotted line. We're making our known receptivity possible. So in other words, we're graduating out of the old formula, out of the old belief system, out of the old structures, out of the old existence, into our new paradigm that is already complete, that's already adjusted for us, that's already asserted. So just imagine you had a seamstress preparing a dress, preparing a sweater, whatever it is, and it's fully ready. So we really want to feel this, that we don't need to stall, we don't need to wait, like the downloads are going to do their things, the light beings are going to do their things, the Arcturians are doing their things. Everything is in place for our vast consideration. So what we're learning to do is to be vast, to be, they're saying to be responsible. That's very funny, because our old belief system is responsible means heaviness. It means I have to work, I have to slave, I have to count the pennies for a rainy day. I have to do all these things because you just never know what's on the other side of tomorrow. So that's what responsibility used to provide. What we're stepping into is we release that old extreme, that old broadcast. What we're dancing into, what we're skipping into, what we're gliding into. So notice it's like heavenly, easy, prosperity, light-filled is our new association of responsibility. So responsibility is to respond to our heavenly consent, to respond to our light, to respond to our divine association, to respond to our brilliance. So when we said brilliance, it's like just imagine there's a waterfall of light. Just imagine like you're moving through light, and that light is stirring you. That light is awakening you. That light is causing due consideration. So due consideration is, I don't have to agree with the old generational teachings. I don't have to agree with all the faulty programming of my lineage. I don't have to agree with all that past karma that I agree to like clear up. And I just see like someone like shoveling snow out of their driveway. Each of us have divine authority beyond our current comprehension. In other words, we don't understand how equipped we are, who we truly are, how entitled we are, how resourceful we are. So as we stand back and admire love's certainty, love's certainty is Ascension is in progress. It is certain. It is not if it's going to happen. It's whether we can skip through in us by its side with a joyous welcoming, or if we're going to commit to struggling a few more moments, days, months, years, etc. Because that's the decision-making vote. That's where we get to restore ourselves to heavenly value with a snap of a finger. So again, it's like you may suddenly awaken with that snap of a finger, or you may suddenly address your past fears, your past struggles, your past association of responsibility, of how you receive yourself, of who you believe you are, and what you can believe you can access. So if we remember that we've already hit the ascension mark, in other words, we're downloading our ascended selves. It's not like it's a new thing. We've come upon it often. And so we're coming upon it with readily certainty. So again, moving into responsibility is, I've signed up to be the doorman. I've signed up to be the lighthouse. I've signed up to be the light holder for all to see and witness. So each of us have a divine plan of orchestration for the rest of our incarnation, where we're turning others on by light, love's association. In order to do that, in order for it to increase and multiply, so it's like you touch one and they touch one and so on and so forth, we have to agree to our upright positioning, meaning we have to agree to our light. We have to come into our responsibility of coming into our divine presence. So our divine presence, we are unshackling from that old consideration and coming upon our true, prophecy. So the reason I was sort of confused is it was just all over. So in other words, I could focus on one aspect or another aspect, and it was just all, it was so all consuming. I just said prophecy because I couldn't even begin to name how extraordinary, delightful this process is. So as we allow that new interchange, as we allow our new spokesman, as we now allow our new authority, as we allow that light to commit to our true seeing, our true rightful entitlement, our true rightful exposure, our true rightful association. This is where we allow our true selves to be named, to be heard, to be received. So we're allowing ourselves to be broken not. So we've all had this false belief about self. I'm not enough this, I did that, I'm behind here. So that's all the broken self, and it's false. But if we believe in it, we empower it. So what we're doing is we're stepping up in a quickened fashion. We're stepping into the light. We're stepping into our holy remembrance. We're stepping into our divine association. And so we're allowing that brilliance to light our way. So again, this is the responsible path, because we're all, they're saying playing for keeps. And so playing for keeps is leaving your past life. Leaving, and so we want to remember that everything in our life has been committed to fear, has been committed to a false identity. So it's not about, well, let me just pay this bill, let me just get this promotion, and all is wonderful and glory. That's not it at all, because we're moving past the old association of self. So remember the Great Awakening. Remember, they don't like that I said great. It's so interesting. So that great, the reason they're saying that is it just sort of, I can't even get words to it. In any event, it's really about, I understand what they're trying to say. They want me to back up. So the mind tries to figure that out. Great. What does great mean? Great means better than good. Great. Like, the mind tries to figure this out. What we're doing is bypassing the mind. And remember, we're moving into the heart, being the intelligence of life. So they're showing me the King of Pentacles. Again, Pentacles. Profit, material arrival. So this is where we're moving into a new conduct, a new restorative value, a new love's association, a new brilliance, a new harvest. and we're allowing ourselves to exercise our right of completion. So exercise a right of completion is walk this way, step right forth. So when I said exercise, I just saw like, if there was like a minstrel, he was so cute. The reason he was so cute is there was no ego, is what they're telling me. So he was egoless. So that's what was so attractive. It was just so light. That's what we're joining with. And so as he had like this one leg that was just like, just kind of leapt, just kind of danced. So we want to like feel that frolicking energy. We've all been like really, oh gosh, like it's been a lot. So we haven't really thought about frolicking lately, most of us. And so we want to get into that lifestyle of feeling renewed, of feeling golden, of feeling lighthearted, of feeling that light, of feeling love's association. So allow that to circulate and stir. So that stir is it stirring your very existence. This is where you've been following the dotted line of an old understanding of self, and you're now going to be stirred. You're going to be lifted up into new advanced association. So because you're dropping the past, what has been right in front of you that you couldn't see is now easily stirred, is now easily sighted, is now easily broadcast, where it's like, you know, oh my gosh, I could do this. How come I didn't think of that before? How come I didn't see that before? Because you weren't holding the consciousness of that lighthearted association before. So that's where we're being stirred. That's where we're being lifted up. That's where we're being duly noted. Duly noted is if someone came and measured your free light frequency, duly noted. Yep, she's registering right here. Send it in, she's ready. The reason being, if you can't hold it, if you can't keep it, there's no point in you getting started, because then you're going to get downtrodden. In other words, you're going to move down in frequency. You're not going to be able to hold the alignment. So what's coming in is for our good proxy, for our good nature, for our good record keeping. In other words, as we lighten up, as we hold that available note, then all that is associated in that consciousness and in that lighthearted illumination is now ready to be offered. So we're the ones stepping up gladly. We're the ones stepping up in good sequencing. We're the ones carrying that high note. Remember, we all have an orchestration of arrival. In other words, we're all suited up to serve the awakening. Before we can assist others, which is actually not true, we already are assisting. But whatever your like divine appointment is, before that can be enacted, activated, we have to assist ourselves. And they're saying assist ourselves mightily. So allow yourselves to receive the energy aglow. Allow yourselves to receive the energy change. Allow yourselves to receive love's great glory. So love's great glory, remember, is the truth of self. All the ego, all the afflictive emotions, judgment, anger, guilt, all that. It's of a past association. So we're moving beyond. We're moving into our Christ ascension. We're moving into our I am presence. So this is what's being offered in our field of availability. In this very moment, in this very entitlement. So allow yourself, they're saying, to reap what you sow. And so what we're sowing, what we're agreeing to, what we're extending ourselves to, excuse me, is this new field of light. So allow that light to be heard, meaning your cells, your DNA is receiving it, note-taking it, abiding by it. And so again, this is how we shift realities, we shift timelines. The parallel realities are always available, present. We're the ones that proceed. We're the ones that newly associate. Again, responsibility, responding to light. And allow those shifts to occur in this very incarnation with ease. The reason they say this very incarnation is some of us are still, oh, what would be the word? Like dreamy about this, like, oh, somewhere down the road. This, it's like a foot. like under the sole, the chakras and the soles of your feet, a foot in this very moment. In this very moment. So it's sort of like waking us up to this is occurring in the now. This is occurring in the now. There are these whales that are lifting us up higher. So there's an offering to help us freely associate. And so this is where we're going beyond the mind, opening to the heart, allowing the transfer to unite. Again, uniting with our higher self. Easily. And allow yourselves to adjust to this new claim. Allow the broadcast to be given. What they mean by that is become entitled to it, become freely associated with, in other words, travel with it. Allow it to be your new placement, your new timeline, your new expectation of certainty. And so it is. Yes, of course.